Welcome to the Project Happy Place podcast. Project Happy Place is an initiative to spark conversation and inspire people to visit their happy place every day. Happy place is a feeling of contentment and joy. Happy place doesn't have to be a plane ride away for a one-week vacation. It can be a cup of coffee in your favorite mug, a 10-minute afternoon meditation, or walking along the beach with a friend. It sounds like such a simple concept, but going to your happy place is hard to put into practice every day. After experiencing my own burnout, I had to pump the brakes. I felt disconnected, numb, and a loss of control. For any Monopoly fans out there, do not pass go, do not collect $200. I realized firsthand the power of the mind-body connection. According to a study published by the U.S. National Library of Medicine, 60 to 80% of primary care visits had a stress component. Two books that offer a deep dive on burnout and stress that I recommend are Burnout, The Secret to Unlocking the Stress Cycle by Amelia and Emily Nagoski, and When the Body Says No, Exploring the Stress-Disease Connection by Gaber Mate. After going through a process of self-healing, I was able to heal, and one of the things that helped was rediscovering what brings me to my happy place. When I think of happy place, I think of feet in the sand, reading, listening to a podcast, my kid's belly laughs, a cup of coffee, and paging through cookbooks to find a new recipe. Visiting my happy place every day, whether it be for 10, 20, or 30 minutes, brings a smile to my face and feeds my soul. Happy place is a journey. There are tests along the way. It's not easy and requires discipline, but it's worth it in order to stay balanced. As Simon Sinek asks, what is your why? This is it for me. I want to encourage people to visit their happy place and incorporate those things into their daily life. In addition to visiting my happy place, I found it crucial to let my heart guide me in decision-making. I was listening to Samfelt on Spotify recently, and his lyrics from Use Your Love resonated with me. I won't sing that because I don't think anyone would enjoy, so instead I'll read those to you. I've been overthinking all my life and probably missed the bus 1,000 times. Would I even know if it's right when all I know is I use my head too much and don't use my heart enough? We don't use our heart enough in the decision-making process. In launching Project Happy Place, I'm letting my heart be my guide. A wonderful book that brings this message home is Heart Boss. Trust your gut, shed your shoulds, and create a life you love by Regan Walsh. Here's an excerpt from Heart Boss. You owe it to you to be exactly who you were born to be. So ladies, let me be clear. Trust your gut, shed your shoulds, prioritize, evolve, and repeat. Ask for what you need, give yourself a break, get out of your own way. Embrace the now. Always take the next best step, and above all, let your heart be boss. I've always been a big fan of birthdays. I had a birthday calendar at my wedding where everyone wrote in their special day. If you're just tuning in to Project Happy Place, it is launching the week of my birthday early June as a gift to myself. New episodes will air every other Tuesday. Who are the Project Happy Place guests? Guests are individuals who inspire me to live a life of fulfillment and purpose. They go to their happy place, whether it be professionally, personally, or both, on a regular basis. They have a story that can serve as inspiration to others. They do more of what makes them happy. Thank you for tuning in, and as you listen, please subscribe and rate the podcast. I'm so excited for you to be on this journey with me.